Good evening, budgets, budgets, budgets. Hello, hello. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. My name is the Matriarch, as previously stated. And today is Tuesday, the 8th of the 7th month, 2025. And it is 7 minutes past the hour of 10. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this week we are going to be focusing on story time. We're going to be trying to allow you guys, you know, to really like learn how to listen, to comprehend, to ask questions, and then also to critical thinking. And I'm going to hit you with that one with stories, Moss. Yesterday we had a story about AB, the pastor, right? And AB is a real case, guys. Me, I don't give made up stories. Made up stories are not fun because you will not remember the full story if you are going to be lying about it and making it up. So you can look for AB, the murderer. So I'm on the Facebook. Yeah, I'm on the Facebook live, and apparently when I'm live, I don't give the same energy as the one that I give when I'm not live. Well, here I'm also being seen, huh? Yeah, I also don't want my bosses to think that they just have a wild person in the studio. You know, they can always, you know, with radio, it's all about your imagination, right? So if it's about imagination, you can imagine that maybe she's sitting still and then she's just reading a script and she's just, you know, making it for the audience. Now, Vele, you guys want the same energy, but you guys don't also want to be calling in. Ow. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. You know, that saying also. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. So, ladies and gentlemen, listening comprehension test. So, for those that have listened to the story yesterday, please do come through on 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. And let me know about the story. Let me know what you picked up within the story that just didn't sit well with you. Or it just didn't make sense. For starters, for instance, right? If you guys were listening yesterday all the way until the very end, if I was somebody's partner, okay, I am, but you know, I would not disconnect the machine 9 hours. Hey, you're on the machine for 9 hours and then your husband says, no, she's really not going to make it. You're not a doctor. You don't know doctor things. How do you know that I'm not going to make it? There are so many people that have gone into comas and came out, you know, 2 years later, a year later, a month later, 2 weeks later. How? Vele, you guys are not even giving me an opportunity to fight for my life. I was just more kundathana with Jesus. And he was telling me, girl, you need to change. Outside there in the world, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. While we are still in Onkundasana with God, I just hear beep, 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 flatline. Huh? God will not even know how to hunga me omwenyo, because we were just talking about, okay, so when you go back, right? Because I assume that that's what happens. So when you go back to life, I want you to fulfill your purpose. You know, your purpose in life is something about dealing with people and dealing with trauma and dealing with psychiatric patients. You know, so we are still talking. And then somebody just pulls the plug and says, "Kuja, no, me, my wife is definitely not going to survive this. My wife is going to die. So before we waste any more money on the machine, let us just pull out the plug." Right? For me, that didn't sit well. So it was a matter of him maybe just trying to cover up his tracks and trying to just, get rid of evidence and you know, sounds like, this guy killed his wife. This guy killed his wife. Usually when a woman or a man is married and one of them gets killed, right? The number one suspect is the partner. Because they get to live with each other. I was listening to a conversation yesterday by a child psychologist, and he was doing the conversation with Mel Robbins, and he was talking about the people that we marry or the people that we want to be in relationships with are our biggest blessing and our worst nightmare all in one. They bring out the worst in us and they bring out the best in us at the same time. So I was like, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. All right. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about, talking about work. Now, many of us are in beautiful professions, or if whether we like it or not, we are working, you understand. And some of us have different kinds of jobs. For example, like with me, my job, right, is to pull heartstrings. Pulling heartstrings is basically me pulling and tugging at your heart and your emotions. I'm going to make you feel something. Whether it's anger, it's rage, it's happiness, it's sorrow, I'm going to make you feel something. And that in itself, that is my job, right? So I go and I sit within my thoughts and sit within myself, and I even sit within my own issues and try and make it relatable for everybody to somehow understand. And somehow be in the swing of things, and it is what it is, right? So that's my job. The job description is to address the elephant in the room. Am I? Is to talk about everything and anything under the sun. Let's go. It is about giving it our very best every single night before we go to bed. So I have a food for thought planted in your mind. So that is my job. It's an interactive show. It's a conversation where you speak and I speak and we speak and you speak and I speak and we speak. It's a conversation that has to do with us being here and having a human experience. So that's my job. In case you are wondering, which I know, what is this show about? It's about you. It's about you. It's about me. It's about the siblings. It's about the who. It's about the what. It's about everything and anything under the sun. So that's why I always encourage you guys. If you guys have a conversation that you guys would like for me specifically to address or to talk about or to research about and to come back with facts and give you, you know that you cannot have the same energy when you are being watched by others. I am doing this because you guys don't want to download the app. You guys must download the app. You guys must download the app and then you guys must listen. So now you guys are just going to be stuck with, ooh, Auntie Matriarch, that is just a very good citizen. That is just a very good citizen that just wants you guys to hear. Okay? So you people that are saying, I'm not the same energy. It's okay. It's not like you call in or anything. Eh? It's not like you are contributing. Eh? You don't even want to be contributing, eh, to the show. So why must I give you my energy? For what? What do you do for me? You don't call in. You don't download the app. You don't even have Imba on your phone. I care. I'll give you this version, guys. I will give you this version. So basically, we're going to be talking about our jobs, right? And we're going to be talking about what it means to be a good employee and how far would you go for your job. So I'm going to tell you guys a story about this other lady. What was her name? We will call her Samantha. Yeah, we'll call her Samantha. Her name is Samantha. So this is a Kenyan lady, and this is a true story, right? So if you ever want to go and get more insight, if you are really interested in the story, you can always go and search it up. And everything that I'm going to be giving, right, is fact. So you can just take a sentence, and then you'll be like, okay, Kenyan woman that, you know, Kenyan woman that, you know, Kenyan woman that sold her soul to the devil. Things like that. You can search it up, and then you guys will find her. She's a whole person that is alive on this continent. So once upon a time, there was this, there was this young lady, her name is Samantha, and Samantha was bright. Samantha was, she was an average child, or like an ordinary child, but she was loved and she was adorned, and her family basically wanted to do a lot for her. And part of the a lot that they wanted to do for her is get her a good education. So when she finished high school, or when she finished her A-level, she opted to go and study media. She opted to go and study media, and she went to study media in India. And when she went, she was not a party animal. She was not like a freak or anything like that. It was more about getting accustomed to the culture and getting accustomed to the people there, and also just falling in line. Now, when you go to a new place, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that, the pejaranpo are things that you have to pay attention to with due diligence, because you might find yourself being stoned to death like Muslim women, right? You are wearing booty shorts in a country that doesn't allow such things. Or you are wearing nipple things in a country that doesn't allow that. And, you know, so you always get accustomed to your surrounding, and you get accustomed to people's culture, and you get accustomed to everything that's happening around you. So she did exactly that. And she made a few friends. She made a few friends from Ghana, Nigeria, and she also made a few friends from natives now, Indians. And she did well. She did her media studies, and then she went to focus on journalism, and she became a journalist. And she was basically doing an internship somewhere there in India. She did an internship, and then part of the internship later on, she had to go and catch a story, you know. So it's like, so what happens within this industry is that there are people that call in and give you leads. Sometimes they say that, no, right now there's corruption that's happening right now here. You must come, matriarch. And then me, whatever I'm doing, I drop it, and then I'm following a lead. You understand? So I get up, and then I go, and then I go and investigate. And when I investigate, I come back, and then I can either write about it, or I can come and speak about it, or I can give it to the villager, you know, and then they follow up on it, and that's basically how it goes. So with her, she was one of the news anchor kind of girls. Like, you know, today we are researching the story of what do you think? Yeah, Jessica, we're live. She's more of that one, the video, which are the TV. So, she followed a lead, and, it took her to like another town kind of thing. But then on her way there, she didn't arrive anymore, because the car got into like, or is it the tuk-tuk? The car got, it's like a bike shandiki. It got into an accident, but the accident was so bad. The accident was so bad that she was in a coma for like a month, and it was terrible. Good evening.
Queen Mother.
Good evening, my dear.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. We good.
Uh-huh. Did you listen to the show yesterday?
I was streaming, and then I saw Yunga abusing the Vaseline.
Oh, my dear, today is fixed. Today to she changer. Today is fixed, my dear.
Why? So you have to like.
Because my lips get dry. Do you guys know how difficult it is to be talking for 3 hours straight?
You moisturize?
I moisturize. Yeah, I moisturize. So, I wanted to ask you, right? In what profession are you? That's the one thing I haven't asked. I know your kids. I know your parents. I know your emotions. So in what profession are you? What do you do?
For a living.
Yeah. What do you do?
Currently I'm unemployed.
So where do you guys get the money to continue being alive?
Family trust.
Hey, trust fund babies. Yeah, we only see these things in the movies. I'm joking, man.
It's not like that. No, actually, you know, honestly, some of them, my hard earned money.
Okay.
I worked for the bank 15 years.
You work for the bank? So you're what? What do they call you?
Sales.
Okay. So you're in sales.
I was in sales, yeah.
So you're a salesperson. What?
Yeah. Sales advisor.
Oh, okay. Sales advisor. Okay, so with being a sales advisor, right, what were part of the protocols that you could not break?
Go beyond your limits, mostly like clients that normally comes and then they want to at least get a loan or they want to buy a bigger building or a bigger property.
Mm-hmm.
You have to refer them to your superiors.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can't force you into it.
Yeah. Like, even when you fill in their documents, like, the creditors are the one that has to approve.
Mm-hmm.
This one is like, they will tell you no. This isn't your forte.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just fill in, you ask, and then you do as by the books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, are there a few things that, clients would require or ask of you and you would try and move a mountain for them?
Yeah.
Why?
Sometimes intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bend the rules a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to meet their expectations and you take it from there. I remember there was a time, I worked on a client who's a twin.
Mm-hmm.
The identity matches.
Mm-hmm.
He was about to buy a car.
Yeah.
And the ICT didn't approve because he had, like, the name is
listed. Is different? Was his name listed?
The names and the initials are exactly the same.
Oh, parents also, okay.
Yeah. Everything of them is just the same, but one number. Just mm-hmm. one single number. And then I had to scrutinize. Like, I didn't know that the person was a twin.
And they also didn't mention it.
No, like.
Because it's none of, it's not a,
yeah.
it shouldn't be an issue. Because I'm not my sibling.
So the other twin had an account with Macams.
Mm-hmm.
He unsettled the bills and then it was listed.
Mm.
Yeah, so now this person qualified, like the credit ranking, like the credit score
mm-hmm.
matches, and then he was cleared to purchase the vehicle.
Yeah.
And then, as the final process approaches, they were like, no, man, this person is... it's a credit risk as it was a little as $500 by then.
Mm.
I understand, like, yeah, I understand, but yeah, that's it.
Flight risk. He's flagged.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I'm asking of him, no, listen, you have an, can you please go settle the account with Macams?
Yeah.
So like, my guy, like, we are in the north, like, Where would I get the Macam account?
Yeah.
Maybe for something like, no, man, I don't have an account. And he was like, that's my brother. I'm like, your brother?
Mm.
Yes. I so happen to have a twin brother. I was like,
you should have said this from the beginning.
Yeah, so now they like they are negotiating with my superior, which I know this person, if you checked the ID very well, I mailed you another ID of his brother.
Mm.
So this, yeah, so he was like, okay, go. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay. So you went above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or at times when the bank is about to close and then you just have to stay in an extra hour.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Okay. So tonight's story is about a journalist that went above and beyond for a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
The journalist got arrested or?
No! You have to hear the story. But she went above and beyond for a good story. So everybody, basically in the media industry, the whole idea is information, right? It is eye-catching information. It's relevant information. It's factual information that we must be giving out, right? And sometimes, the stories that are covered, right, have implications later. And
as they say, publicity.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about her. But she's a Kenyan lady.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And she's out there now in the world and she's having a tough time.
Mm.
Mm, because something somewhere followed her. Oh.
No, that sounds like my weekend.
Really? It followed you?
Yeah. No. It's not that in that sort, but it was different.
Mm.
My daughter's birthday was on Friday.
Yeah.
I had one of those episodes where I just slept and then I slept in the morning, and then when my sibling calls to wish her well, I told them I shift her away for the holidays. She was like, okay, cool.
Mm.
So my brother called me. Apparently I must go attend the memorial of the late Vino, the guy that,
that passed away.
Yeah. Because he know like how close I was to the sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like,
and ask, but those are rumors. It's fine.
Yeah. So now, I went there and then I saw someone I care so much about, really tired and then overwhelmed about everything, losing a brother and how close they were with a brother.
Mm.
Like, have you watched the proceedings?
Mm-mm.
Like a glimpse of it. Like, there was a sibling, the voice of the siblings, the lady that spoke.
Yeah.
The lady that read the speech.
Mm.
She's someone very close to me, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, so like seeing her, how tired she is, and then how, yeah, that happened.
Mm.
Mental health. Like I think the problem of us, like especially the boy child, without the know-hows of navigating their emotions when it comes to mental health.
Is it really that you guys don't know how to navigate your emotions, or is it because you don't actually want to navigate your emotions?
We do try to navigate.
How are you guys trying to navigate your emotions?
You see where the problem
Super
comes
Burgers,
in
with. Await you at USAVE, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only $26.99 Namibian dollars for 400 milliliter Dawn hand and body cream. $36.99 Namibian dollars for 1 kilo of Mama's washing powder. 750 milliliters Captain dishwashing liquid costs only $18.99 Namibian dollars at USAVE. And large Sona bath soap, just $12.99 Namibian dollars. USAVE. We all save at USAVE.
Waza. Hello. Mm-hmm. Sorry. The ad caught me off guard. I was not even looking there because I was trying to figure out this thing of the boy child's mental health. I don't think that you guys don't know how to navigate it. I feel like you guys don't want to. Because we cannot be preaching for the past 10 years. We are preaching exactly what you guys must do, but you guys are still struggling with it. Ah, no. No, no. Then it is a matter of, then it's something else. Then it can't be because there's no assistance. It is because maybe you don't want to get to the assistance, or maybe you don't have the resources to get to the assistance, or maybe it is a shame of getting to the resources, but it can't be because you don't know how to. Because, oh, are you guys not hearing us? All of us, we are preaching then.
Like, I think some people, mm-hmm. like, you know that this person, the resources are at his disposal.
Yes.
And then he's the one doing the opposite.
Yeah. So.
It's really heartbreaking. Like, seriously. Like heartbreaking.
But I think that there are so many issues in the world, right? That yeah. not everything... I know that we've got this big elephant in the room, and this elephant is mental health and mental well-being and mental disorders, and I get it, right? But I believe that not everything is actually mental health related. I believe, right, that some things are cultural, but we don't want to go to the cultural part. I feel like we are going through colonial times where the enemy comes and the first thing that they attack is your religion. They attack your faith. They divert you from your gods to introduce you to their god and introduce you to their customs so that, oh, then, you understand? So I feel like that is the very same thing that is happening now with mental health versus culture. I think, for example, if we followed culture, Omfuko to be never walks alone, ever. Like for real. Oshiri, Omfuko to be never walks alone until that wedding is finished. Shashino akutua mohango omuna inima oinji.
And you don't drive,
and you don't walk around at night, and you don't sneak out, and you don't go and have coitus, and you don't do all those things. But we are most woke, eh? We are most like in the new times. So everything is mental health, mental health, mental health. Mara, to the extent where we forget that we are not alone on this planet, guys. It's not only us that are here. We are with animals. We are with spirits. We are with demons. We are with gods. We are with universe. We are with astrology. We are with many things here. And onkuruwa nane nando entare no manino ne. Nando entara kakambwa skatera ne. Nando entara azaro kurukwa imweta. Utamuzinga oka zimba kwa zimba mono. Library. Library in Jono, oyone taiku guidinga in such a way that somewhere, somehow you make it. Many of us are failing, right? At so many things within our lives, but it's because of an element that we chose to walk away from. Now, part of the consequences of walking away from that element, right, is the fact that we are on our own. So, penine mwamuna onfuko to be. Endo yaike. Eva. Halaro yaike. Ha, taiko tauno yaike. O mwishimona penine.
Like, to think of it.
To
like,
think of it.
I've never seen it.
Like, exactly. But apparently we're telling our parents, which I'm a big person, I know shiketa she happening. Eh.
I've seen one that got chaperoned by two people.
Exactly.
A guy and then a lady.
Exactly. All the time until the wedding finished. Yo enga noho na shita mwikutenya yo onkul kadingo no oenga kwata komeho oenga tatara kucha ini manjita ende monjira denine is what? Shashino, you have dropped your fiance at their house before she was fiance, before she was girlfriend, when she was only okastek, eh? You have dropped her for the past 10 years. You have dropped her at this same house in the village, right? Nde shitamwi kutenya, owapuka pongwe. Mwenego rwendongwe, owapuka. The only person that can tell you what is really happening in the real world, the only person that can tell you that is the woman that you are working with. And it's not because olodhi nengo kuete ko mara ohe vidhan tu yetu otuna kukatu dhishi. And culture is dying out because we are so woke, right? We are so woke, we've got the money, and we want to do our own things, like, no brah, it's just unconstitutional. You know what? It's just bad manners for me to go to the toilet, you know? To the toilet with someone just waiting for me. Until a snake comes out of the toilet and bites you. Shafa amashenjo. Shiri, shafa amashenjo. You've never seen a bride and a groom die on their wedding day motenda. Motenda, yasi. Do you remember there was this video that circulated, I think it was like 8 years ago. No, my son is 10. So it was, yeah, it was 8 years ago. Dapanda. Tukare muye, tudame muye, sigote tu ire. The one that sang that video, she like made a song, and then, you know, people took it now from the internet and started circulating it. Like, she knew when she was going to pass away and what, yeah. In the bus. And weird enough, she was the only one that was actually outside of the bus. So she was thrown out of the bus, and then she hit her head on the pavement. So that's the cause of death. But it wasn't because she was trapped in the bus. And then everybody in the bus perished. Do you know who was on the bus? A bride and a groom to be also.
Oh.
Yes. A bride and a groom to be. You got, like, legit.
Jesus.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, your arguments.
Mm-hmm.
I stand by your convictions. Mm-hmm. Are right. Are valid.
Yeah, because opuna shima shakucha. When you're getting married, otokwa ku hegona wendishi. Hogon. If we are concerned about the divorce rate in this country, are we also concerned about the practices that are done prior to this marriage? Shashi, no, if you don't have a blessing, yeah,
can you back up a step and then balance me really quick?
Let's go.
How does your mind work?
Mine. Mine is like a double-edged sword, guys. Like, my mind. My mind is like a playground. I enjoy my own company. I sit within myself and then I dissect. I love everything that is us. As human beings, I love everything that is about us. So I care about your mind. I care about your body. I care about your spirituality. I care about your faith, your religion. I care about your well-being. I care about how you treat others. I care about how people treat you. I care a lot. I care about what entertains you. I care about what doesn't entertain you. I care about how you listen and how you don't listen. And that's why I'm doing listening comprehension this week. Because I feel like we as human beings are failing to have, or we as Namibians are failing to have or practice critical thinking, critical analysis. We are failing to do that. We are failing there by listening comprehension. Many of us are listening to the story and we enjoy the story, but we are not asking critical questions. Because I don't understand how I can tell you guys a story for 1 hour, 30 minutes, right? And in the story, I tell you guys, kucha, the man ordered nobody to make an autopsy on his wife. And nobody's questioning that. Uh-huh. Like, nobody's saying, whoa, matriarch, I saw what you did there. Eh? Nobody's saying anything. Is it because you didn't hear, or it went over your head, or you didn't catch it, or what? Because I'm speaking basic English here. And I'm even mixing with Oshindonga. There's no way you can't hear what I'm saying or understand what I'm saying. But the question is, so you in your lifetime, you think it is absolutely normal for somebody to say, we don't need the autopsy. And don't want to know, you don't want the autopsy. Yeah. You don't want to know, kucha, ondari wa koshike.
That's the whole point of an autopsy. Like, we want to know.
We want to know.
And then this person who posted.
Hey. And you guys like, hey, you guys just listened to my 3-hour story, my dear. Like, oh wow. That was nice, girl. You're so talented. Ha! Ha! It's not about talent. I told you guys critical things here. This man killed his wife and he killed his second wife. But you guys didn't catch on to it. Hey. So how? I feel like we as an African people are selling out our culture, right? So badly, and it's coming to bite us, but even when it bites us, we don't want to acknowledge and accept that we are African. Or shiri, we are taking up other people's culture. You know? Mr. Chavinji, please. We don't want that. Yeah? We don't want that. Yeah? But you want to take up somebody else's culture and get married in a whole white dress, in a whole tuxedo, in a whole what. But that's somebody else's culture. I just want a white wedding. A Caucasian wedding. Me, an African, wants a white wedding. Yeah. Nah? It's okay to want what you want, but can we respect everybody? Can we also respect our parents, eh? That want to eat. Did you know that some people are disrespected within their marriages because their mother-in-law didn't make for them omasira?
Yeah.
Eh. So that means, ne, everybody in that family can tell you, whoa. And I'm gonna wipe in. Like, they ate your wedding, they were there. They were part of Nkumbi say work. And they're like, whoa, and I'm gonna wipe in. Can I no masig? And then you think you can go up. But it's because somehow, if she didn't give you those 3 plated things, eh? Somehow in a panda nawa, nengin mi humbata nawa, or something. You know, you can be a representative, ne, of your spouse's family fully, and everybody will fully just accept kucha aye okwame matriarch. I go spangero huya, kuna tate kururu ngwa vale, tate ngwa vale, you know, just their whole family from Ohainguze. And me, a home by Everhan, me, I can go there. Then, tikafika mamunanjo kwe mono. Takutiwa ngini. Oh, ae ungwejana. Ae enga mpambere. Watate jeje jengunwara rampa. And everybody, when I come back, from onanjo kwe there, and I go back to my ohaingu there. I go and sit there, and everybody will gather. Yememe, ukwati wanginya ano. Shasho watambi wako, because you are family. Now, you don't get sent anyway. Because you cannot go represent us. We don't want to accept culture. We don't want to accept culture. We don't want to accept the things. But we want to take up other people's culture. We want to be standing in a church. Do you know how I say that, some things are so ridiculous, right? That we are playing out other people's culture word for word. And if we look at our own culture, it is so ridiculous. The element of surprise, right? That element of surprise, apparently the groom is standing there at the altar, right? And then his bride comes in walking from down the aisle. You know, those are white people things. Anyways, walking down the aisle. If that ever happens, right? Then that means she was in mine. Oh, kirire uka kongereka opo omfuko we ekwane kongereka. That means no katara omfuko we kembo nde tamuri. Already.
Like right now, my mind is all over the place, like dancing with the whole idea of it that you just.
Opuna ini moinji, guys. Opuna ini moinji, especially ohango ini moinji. Somebody is calling you from the Gramadulas, wherever they are calling you to say kuchae two piece. Ira ukare kondo dae yo nyama tambo shapi. How? Nempono to zipone. Everything goes well. Everything is fine. And then you come back to your life and then Oshiri Onkwemundo. And do you know why Onkwemundo yapo? Shashingwe warombo rana yaku hokucha. Kohango hono toyi. Ngero toyi inda yashikino tambo ipaturo yantu. I know this is my friend from Varsity Bra. We were in UNAM together. Yeah.
Graham's my dad's family.
Mm.
My girlfriend now. My girlfriend.
Mm.
She's like, this boy must not go practice at a crowd where people are killing anymore.
You see?
No, like, I did, growing up, I thought it was punishment.
Yeah.
And then as I grow old and then I try to see things from a different perspective, I was like, what is really going on?
We are African. It's the sooner we start to embrace things, ne?
Yeah.
The better. Better. Pefe otembea that otembea to riposa atumbo nguti. Wow. Then you guys are wondering kucha umurashi kwa ndu wae nitashituka. Mezi mojena muno nguti. Like, let's just throw doves like I saw on Pinterest. Yeah. Nani, you bound the person's spirit to earth. Kanti, nani, you bound the person's spirit to earth and now the person is terrorizing you because you guys went to do things. There are certain people that are told, kucha, okay, me, when I die, the first thing that you guys must do is tanteteko ondungu yelaka. Tanteteko onwe ngu onene no kanwehan okashona. Tanteteko ondungu yo shike shike. Tanturanje merapi opone mu turanje mo shike. You people, nah brah, that is old fashioned. Yeah. Hey! Now every day, the person is in the house, see, every day, Eshapayek! Eshapayek! Ita mana ne okay mbiro? Eshapayek. It's just eshapayek. Nenge, when you are sleeping, it's just. Hey! Esoli joko gorogata. Hey! You people are walking into your grandparents' rooms. Ina mwi koromona. Ngero shamwe mwa the itopora, tamke shpota pen. Shamwe terantu. Aye, ngaitandi koromona. I'm not going to call mom. Hey! I just wish people that say me, I'm not going to do that. Could say something. Hmm?
It's a whole different scenery.
It's a whole different scenery. You guys are walking into people's houses and hello, Coco. Coco. Me Coco, hello Coco. How? Shimwita mputu kwa mwaya mutu Coco. Me gumbo. Takutiwa omo muka. Then tantegerele mui wakwetu. Eh? Onyambea ndurungutu ndurungutu. I just missed my grandfather so much ndurungutu ndurungutu. Onyambea mwapaturula omwero wantu shasho onguru ongwe weitungandishi. Yeah. Power. Wapaturula onguru ya nyoko kuruwonshane. We mwadhara okuguro kulihuya. Onto wekutare rangei. Ompado ili wampea. And oh my goodness. Psychological trauma, what? Eh, tueniko psychologist in the band. Oh. Go to Pantus. yeah. Guys, all of these freak things that are happening right now is that many of us don't want to listen to our parents or our parents, right? Don't have enough courage to speak to us like children that they dominate. Because many of us are doing so well by taking care of our parents, right? Mm. Our parents are afraid to lose the privileges they get by saying no to us. So now our parents, right? They somehow submit to our very stupid demands, yeah, right? Yeah. And then those demands are the same ones that come back and kill us. Hmm? They come and kill us. And then our parents every day, they are going crazy there. Our parents go crazy because in their minds, they know kucha. They know kucha onto azamoshi mashachange. Eh? Ngeshingao, if your future husband, the monkuru na nakuari akuti o hangu na iya dishunamo ni manandonto kwa mano jenda. You must carry it out.
Really?
Yeah. You must carry it out. Ndetoka koshwa.
Till the end, oh.
Till the end. That is why you can find there's a wedding and a funeral in the same house. Alirisa, otakan tumbeninga. And nahango, otakan tumbeninga. Kumotali gora kumotali. But what doesn't happen is we are not postponing the wedding because there's a funeral. Exactly. That is why you can still find it practiced, especially in untouched places. Muna rosa antuta alijara straight. Antuta aligora, yachomishira and everything. Shashi adishunamo nima. Even if your father dies, you are going to get married. Avail of me. Even if, atu virura romero, we will continue with the customs.
We'll give you the waterproof makeup.
Yes. And my dear, we will put holding spray. How? We will hold that makeup. Then you find that some people are so, greedy. Ne? Yeno miti mominene. So, ngika megumomwe munaneo, umbaramana imunene na ina ina indishi. Yina harani umbaramana njono isende indishi, but it was his father's cow. Eh? It was the head cow. Umbaraman. The big one.
The whole head.
The head of the herd. Right?
Yeah.
Yina harane ongobenjo no isendishi. What he does is, when he hears that his father has died, yota hingimo ongobe. Tedi hingimo tedi farako ko nanke, you know? Tietera rizira emwene. Tietera roka kesa emwene. Ye tedi farahuya, and then he just goes and buys o kangobe. It's not even per standard, you know? And taranda ro kangobe from someone somewhere there, and then they give it there, and that's the one that dies. But they don't know what it represents. Chashino akuti wangere mwene we wombo ambano unjenda. Ombo haisi. Chikondo boro hasi. Eh? Is it eso no harisi? Eh? Ombaramano haisi.
Yes.
They die. And then atuzirula omwero. We close the entrance. Omwero wembo. Wau papa. And then we can make even a makeshift door next to it. Mara,
those are
customs. And that is why, even when in some cultures, right, when you pass away, ohae kumanga no kangodi kominwe ndino dirimbali ominene, so that your spirit doesn't go back into your body because your body is gone. Mara, apparently we are cool. We don't need to do nothing. Like, we are cool ass. As we are cool, and we don't need to listen to nobody. Because
some of the things that we do, Elizabeth, especially if you are the breadwinner of the family, things that you do defies culture.
Yes.
Tradition.
Yes.
And in the retrospects.
Mm-hmm.
Tradition is something you don't break.
Yeah.
If you do, consequences.
there are consequences, and many of us think that consequences can only come from whatever. Yeah. But your heritage is your heritage, guys. Where you come from is where you come from. There are people that don't even know further than their grandmother. Kucha nyongo kurokwa varewe kuje. Azire peni.
This thing in our family, we don't.
This thing in our family, we don't do this. Pive tanka kongu upule, nyetampewi nima ivurife o misika zeng. Tanka kasika makoma robot.
Yeah?
Hey! Ove! Ove! Ndori, 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 ndori! Hey! I respect where I came from. Me, I'm a Ndonga Mbanderu woman, my dear. So I will always carry out the Mbanderu side, and I will always carry out the Ndonga side. I will.
No.
They are herero taya. Ne taya ningo kala kao. Shashi! Oyo hego na yanjendishi? Yes. Ndetaya ningi, shao, paunrao, opo ndi tambweko, opo ndi kareka ndina onjo, ngae. Koshipara shao kuruntu yanji.
Yeah. True. As it should be.
Anpaate, ai ni mui, non diro, oha ngozo koshikozi, non diro, and what. I understand. That sometimes Vambuland weddings, ne, they are very, very expensive. But how about, right? You carry out the customs. In the neuka waekwe. Lando how to yo iya shike naika karika ninukunyokwe. Even now you people are dying in car accidents and you we can't even identify you in the spiritual realm. Pamwe mpawasire, oponana puna kwa mpungu yue, tayavuru to guide you. Right? Marashike, you don't believe in those things. Amati yopeife, asani yopeife, ne payaro moshia, ya murizara. Do you know that when you die somewhere, that is not at your house, when you die somewhere, anto atu muipake embo, tumu ipa kembo. Pefe, ipa yo e, kaskini jina ne?
Yes, ma'am.
No, kaskini jina ne? Oh, okay, cool.
Yes, ma'am.
No, katrangi katuga kwa matako shashi, no, ngoto rando hene si torandu ndoromburuku. Okay, sharp.
Who told you all those things?
My dear! Me, I'm linked, man. I have conversations with my elders. I'm all for culture. I'm all for it. If anything, I want to enforce it. Even with my children, I say that you will learn Oshindonga, and then you will go and catch English outside in the streets.
This is true.
And me, I'm a whole Vindukan, born in Central Hospital.
I was born there too.
You know! It was the 8th hospital that time.
Generales.
So, please hold the line for 5 more minutes.
Get all your essential products for just $99 at USAID. 1 kilogram each of Rice King Rice, Top Score or Bokomo Super Maize Meal, Sugar King White or Brown Sugar, 500 grams Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliters Right Brand Sunflower Seed Oil. All 5 products for only $99. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at You Save.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station. So, you winner, you must start thinking, ne? Mm-hmm. About the guy that is going to be walking around with you when you are going to be getting married, ne? To dhimburu kwa kucha mini machanga omunini moyinji. You are going to see things that don't exist. Eh? You're going to see things that you're... the white people, they call it what? Cold feet. The white people, they call it cold feet. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And us, ne? Us, we have another name for it. That, come hello, high waters, you are getting married. We whether your feet are hot or cold. Vitego?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, just remember, when you are picking, what? Karanga mwen lombera ni nakuwa ni thwanjoka? Which is basically like it's your wedding, this one. You look after me and I look after you.
I'm a Zulu, we came from the other side of the river.
Nyonye nana anlongo ni komp. Oh, yeah. Zulu's awa. Wow. Yeah. Mini ma inyomu non bizu nae man.
Shashin, when we got the house, when we built the house.
Yeah.
I called Uncle Mokumotse and Andy Zandile to come over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like should be like, can you please come over and then check what I built for? And they come and then they made it a home now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I call Grams. Grams come over and then they did the whole thing like, this is my setup. Like, I'm not married. I don't belong to anybody or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my setup. I'm going to be based right here. My father came and then that's the whole thing. Because with me, it's norm, tradition, values and everything.
Yes.
Like, it should be in between there. Like I said, that to build a solid foundation. So when tomorrow I'm not here.
Mm.
These kids will come and then light a fire here and then they have a sense of belonging.
Yeah. Hey. Shiru. Oh no, Tamwi, every time you go to the north, it's just chip in, chip out. They know she's Zimba Ushonga Yashifi kwa mine.
No, like.
Yeah? You guys are buying candles.
When I dropped the kids by the farm.
Yeah.
Graham's like, was like, I spend the night. And then she was like, you cannot get out of the house without at least testing something.
Yeah.
At least eat something. And then she was like, here's 200 for yours, like 200 for.
Yeah, I know. Like.
And then, like, I'm thinking, Kucha, like, my kid says that the Baki now, apparently it's Kasongo.
Kasongo?
The name of the Baki is Kasongo.
Yeah, Kasongo, yeah. I don't get it, but it's okay.
Yeah, so like, I cannot even put $200 in Kasongo. Like, I was like, okay, fine. My inner child would like, take the money and then be quiet and leave.
You're like, ah.
I was like, oh, okay, fine. The kids must be there. And then to be like, she has this thing, which are like, when you come, you must, if you are leaving, you must, they must send you off in proper style.
Yeah, they must send so you off in proper style.
Yeah, so is the
people. If you're looking for safety, if you're feeling uneasy and you're looking for safety and you're traveling a long distance, toku sonane, de toitura, mokanja tokwe. My dear, it will point you to the correct direction. It will not take you astray. Oh, nani.
Really?
Yeah. When you are feeling uneasy, which you are not doing, you're like, ah, ma today. But you know, kucha, there's just no way that you cannot go, ne? Oh, nani. Chashimu no wallet, I pay for toturangamo ka wallet. Wajine mukarundi lulodi. Hello, one to share some no nani music.
That fell out of matriarch's wallet.
My dear, a needle. I was like, how? I'm a woman and I have kids. I need to sew my kids' things if they break. Kanti is my kanima. Atutireni inima yetu ni tene. Mara inima yo ya kwetu. Oyo ipu. Kutambako. Watufuru kutambako, ontuta popi, eliko venduka, nguo uli kwa ambo, ndeo muvi tenketa popi. Uri ovuru kuitaena moshima watara ontu. Eri koko, eri mo studio. Ndo umwete real time kuchotani ngingini. Eh? Otoshi tambako. Mara ngwe mwenye tovuru kutambako kucha. Poka kungungu. Eh? Oka kungungu is a necessity.
What is that?
Oka kungungu is, you know, shata to teni. Like, there's always a little kapati.
Oh, yeah.
It's a necessity. It is one of those where we praise God, you know, for the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it like, ah, yeah, brah, auntie, yoko mambo. All right. Sharp. It's sharp. I'm wondering why everybody in your family is doing bad.
Like, it's actually in the same context as, we went to the, on Friday, I picked up these three ladies.
Yeah.
Apparently they are going also to the memorial.
Mm.
And then I told her, like, you are in luck because I'm coming again tomorrow, so we can pull in together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we came back, like, she was, they were like, no, we must not go back to their house.
Mm.
Let's just drive out. Like, no, in tradition, it's not about the food. Like,
it's about washing your hands.
Yes, we just go wash our hands, and then when we wash our hands, and then
we don't have to eat. We can just wash our hands. Now you don't understand why death is following you everywhere. Because you never wash death off your hands. You people are going to people's, you guys are going to graveyards and not going back to the house to go and wash hands. And you guys think that it doesn't even have to be, physical death of another person. It could be every single idea that you're having is dying. Every single thing that you're trying to do is dying because the spirit of death is following you.
So I was like, no, like, okay, cool. Wash our hands and then we go, like, and then when we went there, I was like, okay, like, we can sit somewhere, like, mm-hmm. Let's find a place where that we can sit and then have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, okay, fine now. We were at this other place and then we ordered our food and then I was like, no, worry nothing of it, we'll just cover it. But
mm-hmm.
then let's wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, what? You are Mr. Tradition. Yes, Mr. Tradition, but you know, people will never wanted to go to the to people's house. You just live by the cemetery and then off you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
How is that even remotely possible?
Yeah. Because if you don't intend to be part of the funeral, right?
Why did you come
then
in the
you
first place?
Even if you came, maybe you are the person's ride and the person is their friend, right? Then don't enter. Yeah.
Oh.
Don't enter at all. To packing how to ponje kohionti and you sit there and you do whatever you want to do, but don't go into the house, don't go greet anybody, don't go to the cemetery, don't drive anybody to the cemetery. You just stay exactly where you are. Because then that is, you are not part of the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then you are not part of the funeral. Because one, you didn't go inside the house. You didn't exchange funeral pleasantries, you understand? Or condolences or whatever. You were not there for the funeral. So don't be the guy that is apparently escorting people komaendo because you are having a party. Escort people komaendo and then you come back and then you don't want to go back into the house. Because then that would mean that you are part of all reendondo. Reso.
Yes.
Yes.
Facebook.
All right, cool. Instagram. Yes.
Okay.
So, all right, my darling. See you later.
Bye, mama.
Bye, bye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, hello. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. Some of you guys are like, well, I thought we were going to be talking about the lady from Kenya. It's pulling heartstrings, guys. Sometimes it's a conversation. Sometimes it's a question that you guys wanted to talk about quickly, and then we dissect it. So, there are so many things within our culture as Africans, right? And I want us to ask ourselves, Is it bad? Is it really a ritual? Is it really witchcraft? Is it really what? Because the best way that you can conquer anybody is by messing with their faith. And if you don't understand this, right, then look at every single child that comes from an abusive setting, right? And their lives, right? Because there are always two ways. There's either you come from such a bad situation and then you move towards only good, but even in the good that you're doing, there's a lot of extremely harmful things. Like if you gonna work hard and get your money right, then you might become a workaholic where you have no time to raise your children. You have no time to love. You have no time to whatever because you're so, then you have anxiety because you're so afraid of poverty. But on the outside, you look great because you got three cars, you got a house, you got everything that you want, right? It looks like that from the outside. Or there's the one that we can see that life is not going well here, you know, lives on the streets, is what. If we look at these two, right, and we compare what the default is that they lost faith. But who did they lose faith in? They lost faith in God, most, and they lost faith in the people that were supposed to keep them safe. So if you are going to break anybody down, the first thing you do is mess with their faith. So is that not what happened to us? Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, sorry, I was listening.
What is mine?
I mean, what's the topic for today?
The topic for today, basically we were talking about what people do for their professions, right? And basically I'm daggering it in because I didn't even really start with the story because we started talking about other things. I'm daggering it in that, I would like for us to practice, listening skills and comprehension and asking critical questions and analyzing things the way they are said and how they are said by whom they are said. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, did you zone out there?
No. It's just been a long time since I called in.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I listened because my radio actually had some funny problems and yeah, there's a lot of going on, but oh, I can't believe it's you, man.
What is going on? Talk to me. You know I'm nosy. We are leave this topic things. So I didn't even really want to talk that topic. We can talk about you. So what's going on?
I want to say this, but I like you, like as a role model, you know, like you inspired me so bad, you know.
What did I inspire you to do?
I don't know, but I mean.
My goodness.
It's like right now I'm feeling like I'm talking to a whole celebrity.
I am. How? What is this? Man. You people. I'm a celebrity.
You know, the celebrity that is like from Hollywood.
I am. It's me. I'm from.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's me. I'm from there.
I asked for your signature, huh?
Yeah, don't worry. I will write it there on a piece of paper. But I have to practice it first.
Oh, okay. Okay, but, so we're thinking about what?
No, but how are you doing? How are you?
I'm doing great. Almost fine.
Why almost? Cause I want to know about your life, my dear. So, hey, what's up? How are you doing?
I'm doing better.
Mm.
Yeah, better is better than good, right? But I'm not good. Good,
why?
Not good. You know, I'm one of the students that are doing level 5 hotels and Bank of chooses not to fund us.
Okay.
After sending us an approval letter that, yeah, you'll be funded. And then later they'll be like, they rejected us. Because they're like, no, we're not funding this. So we're going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
so you guys are waiting now. You were doing design, right?
Yeah, I'm doing design.
Mm-hmm. So now you're a little stressed, ne?
But
what are the parents saying?
What are the what?
The parents. What are they saying?
Oh, the parents, them. Oh, the parents, they're just minding their business right now, stressing about their mahangos in the north, because I'm in Windhoek.
Mm.
Yeah, I was actually supposed to travel with them, but I told them that I had to teach my blah, 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 all those things at school. You know that school that does not allow you to breathe?
Yeah, but you don't need to breathe. You don't really need to breathe, because the minute you start breathing, right, is the minute that you lose focus as well.
No,
that's why we don't encourage you guys to apparently, you know, go and work first and then come back to study.
I'm saying this? Because, like, in this whatever course I'm doing, you do your work at school. Like, because there's most practicals. And then you don't continue practicals at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you continue 2, 3, and you sleep 4, 5, 6, and 7, you're awake again. I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
No! Oh, even in weekends. Even on Sunday, you can, but I feel like it's worth it, because after school, I'll choose my days when to rest, when to work, not to work, so.
Yeah. Success is later. Yeah, rest is later. There's this principle that I live by. And I take it very seriously, because I have many, many graduates under my belt. Ne? I have many of you guys, and I believe that I am the best mother that you guys can ever have, because I'm telling you like it is. I believe that you go into your studies, right? You don't think about anything else. You do what you went there to do, and you get out. That's it. That's all. You don't have to be having A stars or what, just don't fail and finish it. Then you can make other decisions later. But what we don't do is we don't burn out, and we don't give up. The trials and the tribulations will always come. They will always be there no matter what, because trials and tribulations pop up in any aspect of your life. And it's only that you are more fortunate that the other trials and tribulations are not at the forefront of your life yet. Your only trial and tribulation is academics for now. The only real one. Everything feels real, but not everything is real. It feels real, but it's not all real. But the one real one is academics. So you do your school, right? And you finish it. And then you perfect your craft. I promise you, you will never have to hand out a business card, because they will know who you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
That made me feel better.
They will know who you are, but you have to do your work with due diligence. You have to be a stand up citizen. You have to be a stand up person, right? And the work will speak for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So keep going. And I believe, right, that the NASFAF issue, it will sort itself out.
Oh, okay, but have you heard of this thing of Verify? Some of that.
Which one? Which verification? The one from social media?
My classmate, we both got the acknowledgement letter that NASFAF will be sending us, and then they rejected us, and then later, I got a message that the application has been approved and will be funded something by Verify.
Okay.
Like, it's the name, like, verified. It's just, like, in capital letters, like, verify. Like, but with the I at the end, not Y.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but did you visit the NASFAF offices?
No, I was going
to
do that.
So you just prefer to stress?
Hmm?
So you just prefer to be stressing I'll just be stressing about something that I don't know if it's very stressful or it's not even stressful in the first place, but I'm just going to spend time stressing about it because I like stress. Please. Yeah, these are working days. You are still in the capital city, right?
No, I will go there. Like I said, I'm going to go there when school starts. Cause
why?
Because I didn't want to ruin my work with non-stop stories. I mean, that one is like a small stress. You know, like, we have been doing this without non-stop. So if not someone decides to come in and be like, oh, we're helping you, and then later we are not helping you, we're not going to stress on that. I mean, come on. You cannot come saying we're going to help you later, no help. And I'm like, I'm going to be like, you know what? We have been doing this without you, so you just wait. We do our work. That's all. Like, I've been trying to complete my work in the holiday. So that's why I'm saying I'm going to go there.
Okay. But can you at least go a day or two before school starts? So you know exactly where you stand?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just a day or two before school starts. So that you know exactly where you stand. Not so that you can go and start processes that are going to, that are going to make you miss classes of your first few days because you are busy with other things, you know? So maybe just 2 days before the school starts, then you can go and, check there and also, find out about Verify.
Oh, yeah, ne?
Yeah, and find out about Verify and also, show them the SMS and then also ask them, like, you know, if it's not them or if it's them and who is this? And then maybe you can also just run to Verify if it's a place or a building. We don't know, right? So the best thing we can do is have the knowledge because information is power.
Yeah, cause I'm assuming that maybe since NSFAF is not funding level 5, then I decided to shift the level 5 to Verify.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, so I'll go check it out.
Or maybe they made a typing error and they just meant to say, come and verify.
Oh.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Until you get there, then you will know. But for now, we are all just guessing, right?
Yeah.
But try that one out. Like 2 to 3 days before, your second semester starts, right? Or is it your second semester starts, then at least have those things in the bag instead of going to now start the process when it's actually very, very full by then, because I'm guessing you're not going to be the only one there.
So
because everybody traveled and then everybody is going to be coming back for their academics and everybody is going to be lining up in these offices. So I would have said that right now is the perfect time for you to actually finalize these things. But if you want to finish with your school stuff first, then it's also okay. But the emptier the offices, right? The more patience and also understanding that employees have, because we are human beings and we do get overwhelmed by crowds. So imagine having 100 students speaking to you in the past 5 hours and you are 101. Am I not going to listen to your story?
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. Instead of being the only student that I'm dealing with today.
Okay.
I understand your disappointment with NSFAF, right? First they say they're going to fund you, then they're not going to fund you, then they say they are funding this level, then they're not funding it, and then they say that you're not a real institution, and then they say this, and then
Especially in the newspapers, huh?
Yeah, I understand. But, you also have to take a step and go the extra mile for your own academics. And this is the beginning of adulthood, you know? Adulthood is standing in queues. Adulthood is wanting more for yourself and understanding that this is what it requires. So I would advise, please, to look into this one and finalize it so that you are not standing in the queue with many other people, because people come from their houses, ne? And you are my child. So you have nothing. You have nothing but a good personality and a good heart and a good head on your shoulders. Oyakwen yota yanit. My dear. You just see people being called out, even the ones that came after you. Can't see where you are, Pantu. I don't know what happened. Of course you don't know what happened. It was spiritual. So go now, before the witches also come back. Yeah, so I'm just saying.
Okay.
But all in all, you're fine?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, not fine. Yeah.
What else is the matter?
Nothing. I wanted to, like yesterday I tried watching you on Facebook and my data just disappeared like, and I was like, oh my God, my bad.
Because I'm never doing this again. Like, what is this? Maybach music.
And then I tried calling in.
I was having a very deep conversation. But did you download the app though, the Eagle FM app?
Oh, no, I did not do that.
You must download it so that you can just be listening to me. If your radio is doing dolindole, then you can just have the app. So you can just be listening to the show when you would like to listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then that way is better. You just go on Play Stores and then you just get Eagle FM.
Yeah,
so when you don't have data for the whole streaming thing or live thing, then it's at least better.
Yeah, that's after when I get a new phone though, cause this phone.
It's giving Zimbabwe.
Yes, it's not giving that.
It's given the Congo.
It's actually an Itel 04.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Oh yeah, I know you guys are with iPhones and something.
No.
You would what?
I have a Note 9.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. But my phone is like 6 years old.
6 years old.
Yeah. It's not like I just don't have a hand for losing things. Like, I just have, like, even my things from 20 years ago, I have it.
Oh.
The only time I don't have something is when I intentionally give it away.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh. It reminds me of this t-shirt that I'm wearing right now.
You have it, ma'am?
I think you all eat from great things.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You're 20 years old, right? I mean, yeah. That means I never grew in all those years.
I'm the same. So I have, like, my electronics, right? Like my phones. There's I've never had like a phone. I've never lost a phone or being taken a phone or whatever. Like, only when I was like younger, high school. But apart from that, no, it's either the phone just dies or the phone, it reaches the end or that's it. Like, or I give it away.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Like my phone right now, I have it for 6 years.
Like, actually, this phone I bought it last year from MTC Fashion Week. Like, okay, let me tell you this story.
Did you display? Did you display any of your designs at Fashion Week?
Oh, yeah.
How was the outcome? How did they receive you?
Yeah, they're actually, I'm actually shocked that out of all the designs, like mine got the most applause of all times. People were excited to see it. And I'm like,
okay.
And then I look at it, like, and then I come home, I look at it, and I was like, what are people shouting at? I was like, and then later I was like, I see it, and I'm like, I
it's
see what
nice.
This is. It's nice.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Are you going to participate in Katatura Fashion Week?
This year.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Okay. I mean, And then I look at it this year and I was like, I actually didn't know what I was doing last year, but
now
I know. What I'm doing. Now I know what I'm doing. So I was like, yeah, I can't wait for this year though, like, cause my designs, I mean, I can't wait to showcase them.
Yeah. Mm. That's good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
This is most the final year, né? Then you are done.
Huh?
This next is most, year. Oh, next year you are done, or next year is level 6. And how many levels are you guys having? 5 months.
Last year is first year, and this one is second year.
Okay.
Next year it will be the third year, and hopefully the last year.
Okay.
Yeah, it will be the last year.
Okay.
And this time we'll be showcasing at MTC Fashion Week.
What's that? Like
next year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That will be amazing.
Yeah, so guys, you must just prepare your black outfit or whatever you're going to wear. Because you are bringing everything that needs to be seen. I mean,
what's that?
Come see what the world is missing.
Come all.
Yes, come one, come one.
Now, what is your designer name, man?
What is my designer name,
man? Hey, what is the name, like, that we should look out for? The what?
What? The designer?
Yeah,
name.
The brand.
The brand is the brand name is KSTS.
Okay, so that's what they call you. So even when they call you on stage to come and bow down for your designs, that's what they call you.
Yeah, actually, the name, the brand, the way it's written is KSTS, but the name is King STS.
Uh-huh.
King.
Oh.
Yes. My name is Salom.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then the T is for Tuafeni.
Mm-hmm.
And then the S is for, the other S is for like Shivute, my standing.
Wowzer.
Yes, it's like King STS.
Okay.
I mean,
King STS.
Yes, King STS. So, I mean, okay. The reason why I placed King is because.
Of course. We know why you placed King there. Yes. We know.
Salomon, yes.
King Salomon.
I'm telling you right now, King Solomon,
the king that wanted to cut the baby in half was that?
Yeah, because I need to know who's
the real mother.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
All right, darling. Sleep well.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. We went south with our conversation. We're supposed to be talking about, you know, work ethic and what you would do for a good work story or whatever. Mara, we kind of went south a little bit there. You know, we were derailed there because, whoa. How? So we're going to take a quick breather and I will be right back to come and officially sign off to our conversation. As you know, our Tuesdays and Thursdays are only 2-hour programs. Hello, Carolina. How you doing?
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM. The Eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwa ila. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali hea li nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you if you have just joined us here on Pulling Heartstrings. So the aim and objective of this week is we're going to be having listening comprehension and listening skills, and we are going to be listening and scrutinizing and analyzing. I think that we had a viewer on our Facebook Live that said, what did he say? He said something about... Was it Ricardo? He said, I'm trying to find it. Okay, Ricardo said, yeah, respect. Thank you so much. I respect you also. Eh? All right, I can't find it. So it was basically listen. Yeah, it was Philemon, and he commented saying listening is a skill, and listening is a skill that we can all cultivate. I know that many of us, especially, I think that when we're in school, right? When we are still in our academic years, where we are going for the degree, we are going for whatever academics, right? I think that we listen better. In those times, and when we obtain the paper and we go on and we live our lives, right, we start not having the patience or the tolerance to actually listen and understand. Many of us say things like, I just want good communication, but are you a person that receives the information perfectly? Are you a person that understands the information that is being given to you? Are you a person that scrutinizes the information that is being given to you? I tell you guys stories, and most of you guys have no questions about really suspect things and really things that an ordinary person would not an ordinary person, because then that would be an insult, right? Things that I believe that we as the ordinary people should be able to identify and say that, you know what, that doesn't sound right, or that doesn't seem like the correct thing to do. So why would you do this thing that that doesn't sound like it is the correct thing to do, doesn't feel like it's the correct thing to do, but yet it was done and nobody saw that it was incorrect. You understand? Because last night we had a story of a pastor that had killed both his wives and was having affairs with multiple women. And also he sexually harassed a couple of his, congregation, female congregants, and they didn't speak up about it because of his position in the church and in the town. And he was also a respected leader and they didn't speak up about it. And they came to speak up about it later on when he was on trial. And it left me thinking that how many of us pretend we don't see things, pretend we don't hear things, pretend we don't know nothing because we don't want the smoke. We don't want the smoke. We don't want the fire. We don't want the ice. We don't want the winds that come with it. We don't want the mountains and the oceans that come with it. So we tend to keep quiet about things that could assist other people. So if we are going to be scrutinizing stories, then I would want us to pay full attention and also participate. Participating is not watching. You know, I see the comments that we have, and I understand that it's not everybody that can stay on the live the whole 3 hours, right? But when you catch something, identify it. Like, it's just that simple. So when you catch something, identify it and speak about it, because that is exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about seeing something and talking about it. And in order for you to hear something and talk about it, you have to hear something. You have to listen. We have to listen. So, last night's story was about this pastor that killed, two wives, and he was having affairs, and then also the commands that he gave, it left me thinking that what kind of power do certain individuals have in a society that respects them? And how come the ordinary citizen doesn't get those kinds of powers? Because if a doctor can listen to an instruction from a person that is not a medical doctor, that is not in the medical field, that is not associated in any way to the Ministry of Health whatsoever, about, no, we don't need an autopsy. Is it because you don't need an autopsy, it doesn't have to be done, or because you said you don't need it, it doesn't have to be done? Because this man literally ordered for people to not perform an autopsy on his wife. And it was only at his second wife's death, where a doctor that was recently, like, put at the position, and he came from somewhere else where he doesn't deem this person as holier than thou, is the only person that actually did their jobs. How many of us are actually doing our jobs? How many of us are actually going above and beyond for our jobs? And if this is the case, to what extent? So the lady, I'm going to cut it short. I was going to give you guys theatrics and all of that, but I'm telling you guys a story, and you guys can go and look it up and hear the story for yourselves. So basically, this is a story of a journalist that was chasing the story. So they were basically like the Eagle FM in their country. But they were news, or they were visual instead, because as we are audio, right? And they were visuals. So, with her job, she was supposed to go and catch a story that would sell the paper. You know, an interesting story that had people glued to the newspaper and wanted a follow-up article. So she heard about this witch doctor that was extremely good. And this witch doctor was so brilliant. He was like the top tier, the top notch guy in witchcraftville. And she wanted to have an interview with him. So she went up to his place of practice, his home or his shrine, and she asked for an interview. And he said that she has to come back after a week after he speaks to the spirits and see what the spirits say. So she came back after a week. Now, when you're covering a story, right, you need a camera and sometimes you need a mic. So sometimes you need a mic guy and then you need a camera guy. But in this case, in some places, you have the mic and the camera all on one person and they do a good job. Like they multitask very well and they do a good job. So she went with her for the camera guy. She went with that one person and the person was the one that was now recording the audio and also the visuals. So they went back and, the witch doctor said that, no, I spoke to the spirits and the spirits are all game with, coming forward to speak to you. And at this point, she's like, okay, cool. Oh, this story is going to sell such great newspapers, you know, like it's going to be great, you know, like, woo, I'm going to be the top journalist. They'll be talking about me for years and years to come. And we all have that within our professions. Né? We all have it. We all want to be the top. We all want to be recognized and awarded for the work that we do. It could be on a small scale, it could be on a large scale. There are people that go international and there are people that are comfortable with regional. There are people that are comfortable with constituencies. There are people that are comfortable with what they are comfortable with. Sometimes it's even just acknowledgement from your employer and that could be fulfilling for you. So she wanted to make it. She wanted the fame. She wanted the fortune. She wanted everything. And she wanted it through her hard work. And at this point, she had a good academic background. You know, she didn't just have the degree in media or journalism. She had like another degree in what and another degree in what. And she was going for her master's or she had her master's, one of those. But it said that she had like three or four qualifications that were top tier as well. So she was highly respected. So at some point in her life, she got into a car accident, and this car accident is the one that left her crippled. And they said that she would never walk again, or they said that it would be painful, right, for her to ever do anything. And then this is when her mother decided that, let me take you to a traditional herbalist that deals with herbs and deals with the body. Now, this person basically took her within her state and then Tenzula, like, massaged her and gave her a few herbs. And it took something like 7 months or something for her to be able to walk again. It was like breaking her bones and putting them back together. And eventually she started walking. So, when they went back to the shrine, right? It is said that they went inside and, the witch doctor now introduced them to the spirits, and there was a portal that was open, but it was Oshitenki. There was a portal that was opened and she said that she could feel it and she could hear that there's another presence in the room. There's something else here. And it wasn't just something else. It was a number of things that were coming through. So she described it as spirits that were coming through the portal to come and have conversations because they have been invited. Now, she says that what happens when you dabble with the spiritual world is that they also have a conversation. They also have conversations among themselves, like we are having a conversation, right? They also have conversations among themselves. So they also tell their other spirit friends or their demon friends, right? That, I know a person there. Her name is Elizabeth. She's our friend. Eh? So she's our human. We talk. And that is how now it seems like, after that encounter, everywhere she goes where there were bad spirits and all of that, they used to identify her. They used to be like, oh, yeah, we know you. Yeah, aren't you the one that was, And she was now having, this was now her life, right? So in that encounter, she says that she was there and she started asking questions. And they also ended up revealing themselves and what they look like in their natural form, right? And the cameraman took pictures of them in their natural form. So basically, like me as a demon, you know, and you take the picture and you can see. So they checked like, the footage to see if the camera was actually taking pictures, because this is something that's in the spiritual realm. You understand? So we don't know if it's going to catch on the earthly realm that we are on. And she checked, you know, and the pictures were there. The pictures of the skeletons, the pictures of it, she said that it was a very scary experience because the people, like, or the demons were very strange looking, and they were very harsh, and they were very friendly, and it was just not normal. So after that, she remembers that, she passed out, and then she woke up later, and the witch doctor was like, no, we are done. The people, the spirits, they left, and the spirits really liked you and they are happy with you. So now she got introduced to that life, but there was something else that was now nice about it. Like there was a lot of power within the room, and it's the dark side. The dark side is appetizing. The dark side is like eating something that you shouldn't be eating, and it relieves the pain. You know, it's like narcotics, basically. So the dark side was appealing to her. So at the end of the day, she started knowing all the witch doctors. So like the story in itself went to sell, but the pictures, they didn't display anything. It was just the ground that was there. They didn't display anything, and she was so mad about it, but it's fine. So she told the story, and the story sold. Now she got the niche. So she's like, this could be my thing, you know, me as a writer, this could be my thing, that I write about witchcraft and I go to these dangerous places and. So she started visiting shrines. She started visiting witch doctors a lot, and she started going places. Now, when she says that when she was going through places like this, she was picking up spirits, because now in her own home, she was not resting, but she was an adrenaline junkie at some point. So she lacked the adrenaline that comes with, oh my goodness, I'm going to a scary place. Ooh, I wonder what's going to happen. So she got addicted to that. And when she got addicted to that, she couldn't stop. So she was going, it's like later on, she knew all the witch doctors in her vicinity and outside of her vicinity. And people started now asking her. She was like the middleman between you and a witch doctor. You know, Ministry of Health, that guy that buys the things for you. Yeah, she was now that guy. So it was a matter of, I want a rich what, and oh, I want what, and I want what. Oh, and then she would end up taking you. But then this was something that weighed heavy on her actual life. And then her life just started declining. It declined, 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 declined. She was a Hun, guys. When you see the before and after pictures, right, of what happened to her in her spiritual life. And then she found a guy somewhere there, and apparently this guy was like an alcoholic, and this guy was just bad news, but she was smitten and she loved him. And then she had two kids by him. Kanti, the guy was also a witch doctor, but he never told her. So part of his practices was taking liquids from her body, like, you know, blood, you know, feces, you know, liquids, like stuff from your body, feces, blood, urine, cum, all of this. Yeah, that's why I keep telling you people that are going out there sleeping with people, raw. Yeah, they are withholding your semen, and then you don't know why you are following a Jacinda every day. Marakanti, it's because people have strong grandmothers. Anyhow. So she just saw her life declining, and at some point she had like a dream. And in this dream, it was now time to pay up for all the success. And in this paying up for the success, she had to do a few sacrifices. And she said that she didn't really pay any mind to it because it wasn't like killing anybody. It was just those things of you must bring a chicken or you must bring a what-what and you must bring a what-what to the witch doctors and you must do what and you must do what. You understand? So she did all of that and she was trying her level best to now come past standard because this is a person that comes from a middle class family and now she's living in the slums and I don't know what happened to the job and everything just started falling. And then one day the man just woke up and then he said, no, I'm done with you. Like everything that I needed from you, I got it and I'm out. I'm done. And he left her and now she's on the internet begging for money. Are we together? Yeah. So, she says that she opted to become, she opted for the church. She started going to the church. And when she started going to church, she started, she gave her life to God and she repented and she's very sorry for everything. And now she's trying to start a YouTube channel to warn all of us about, you know, the satanic life and the satanic side of things. But the focus of that particular story is how many of us, right, are doing things that are unethical, that have very bad consequences, not only here in the real world. I'll call it the real world because it's the only world I know, right? But not only here in the real world, but in other spheres, you know, how many of us are doing things like going to the witch doctor for a good story? How many of us are overseeing the fact that this client doesn't qualify for you to give them this loan because you work in the bank, right? This client doesn't qualify for you to give them this loan. And this person, you are just trying above and beyond for this person to get the money because this person is what. And then later on, you go and lose your job. How many of us are putting our jobs on the line and we're also putting our mental health and on the line? How many of us are biting more than we can chew? How many of us are putting too much on our plates and we can't finish it in the name of okupandika, in the name of being seen? How many of us are fully naked on the internet? In our now years. Yeah, because if it happened a couple of years ago when you were young and you were confident, okay, cool, right? But did you evolve? Did you become something else? Did you work on yourself? And how many of us are chasing something that comes naturally to others and we are forcing it? I'm talking about you guys that are basically pimping yourselves out on the internet, right? You guys are pimping yourself out on the internet for a couple of likes. And I know the satisfaction that comes with likes and views and shares, right? And subscriptions. I get it. But we are living in such a vain world that one day you will be known as a prostitute because the only display that you have had is that looks like that. It looks like you are a prostitute. But you're just trying to feed your ego. You're just trying to look good for the camera. You're just trying to get more likes. But how about you say no to things that are not sitting right with you? You say no as a Christian child. I really can't go and interview a witch doctor. I can't be in that shrine. It's not because I don't have faith in my faith. It's because I can't. No, I cannot assist you with this loan because it will cost me my job. No, I cannot steal this money because it will cost me. It doesn't only cost you your job. It costs you your reputation. So tonight, go and think about it. What are you doing in your normal life, right? That is not sitting well with you. Kucha, I don't like this thing that I'm doing. I'm not for this thing that I'm doing. But apparently, I must do it. Do you really have to? So for me, the matriarch, bye, shop. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying bye-bye, you guys. And I'm going to take a nap. And I'm going to see you guys again tomorrow at 9 o'clock, all right? So bye-bye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
And it's 36 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. And this is the home run with Fantasy Bola.
Dear listener, the following show is a playback.
And it's 36 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. And this is the home run with Fantasy Bola. Today is the 1st of November. September, rather. Not November. October, rather. Sorry for that. That's 2021. So, and on this program, today's program, we are looking at the issue of, you know, NASFAF, which is the Namibian Student Fund Association, but not to the context of its administration, but, you know, to the whole issue of repayment of, you know, loans, which are student loans. Eh? So there are quite a number of scenarios and circumstances that are associated with students having to pay back their loans. And we have seen that according to their reports also there that about 130,000, you know, beneficiaries, so former students, people that benefited from this institution, haven't paid or repaid their loan that's, you know, dating back as, back to 1999. And, you know, where they have also tried to, you know, sort of, engage with these people through, you know, text notifications, for them to be able to go and register so that they can, you know, get, these, funds back. But a lot of people, have feelings that, a lot of people have feelings that, maybe it's not the right time for them to repay such loans, eh? So, you know, we have issues and, these are circumstantial issues, as I have indicated, where, you know, some students have come to say, the qualification that was funded by NASFAF didn't get me a job for more than 5 years. Eh? And my parents have to fork out, you know, a certain amount of money for them to actually finance my study program. And later after that, my parents are in debt now at this level and at the point in time. And that, you know, I'm unable to actually you know, afford what I could otherwise afford because now I have to assist my parents in paying back the loan. And here comes NASFAF to say, hey, look, we have noticed that you started working, so we are seeking for our money. You know, there are a lot of, you know, circumstantial issues with regard to the repayment, debt repayment of these loans. And, you know, some students or some beneficiaries are also stating that they haven't, you know, been employed for over 2 years, for instance, and they had to, you know, do another course at their own cost, either, you know, through a loan that they have to get from a certain institution again for them to further their study, and that's a different program. So now that they finished, the same institution that gave them these loans, now saying, hey, look, you owe us. For instance, you got a loan from Nedbank, or you got a loan from FNB for you to go and study or further your study, or you got a loan from any other institution that seeks that or see it possible that you will come and work for them, but yet you still have to maybe pay back this loan. Now you have this institution on your left-hand side and the other institution on the right-hand side, which is NSFAF, now saying, you owe us how much? So a lot of people, a lot of complaints are coming to say NSFAF should justify itself in a way that, for instance, one of the people that spoke off record, of course, where she stated that if they have to, get back this money, that means that they actually have to charge her almost double, but that she have to pay back two loans otherwise, because she have another loan that she acquired privately, from a private fund, where she now have to, pay back this very loan. And if you have to add these sums together, it will give you a large number. For instance, one deduction reading to 6,000 or so. This is your story, and you as a former student as a former, recipient of this loan, we would like to hear from you. What is it that, what are these challenges that you are facing now currently when you are repaying these, debts? And, some people are saying, my parents are in no good financial position when it comes to this, because, I now have to, take care of the things that they used to take care of, because I feel indebted to them in a way that they paid for my study, and they couldn't afford to, clear their debt, their house debt. They couldn't afford to clear their, vehicle debt or whatsoever. They couldn't afford to, also repay back the loan that they have acquired with regard to this study. So it's 42 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. I'll be joined by Tyson Tuhangopo, of course speaking from the capacity of engagement, especially with regard to this whole scenario that we are experiencing, as young people, as young graduates, as unemployed graduate whatsoever. They have a story to tell, and let's just take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back to, of course, further this discussion. So stay tuned.
Choose your flex package with Paratus today. Sign up for ultra-fast fiber with the convenience of mobile LTE. That's two products in one bundle. It's new, it's one bill, and you can stay connected in more than one location. To top it off, you can enjoy up to 25% discount with these bundles. How's that for affordable, flexible freedom? Visit na.paratus.africa for more information. Always a day.